The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, James and Betty take a deeper look at the worldwide revival and how God is using the mission efforts of Life Today.
We have found the missionaries called by God, sent by God, set That's by right. God, who plant their lives as a ministry force in the midst of the greatest suffering in the world. Those of you that have supported Life Today have enabled us to give millions of people life now and forever. Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty's here, and something's happened in my life today. I've had a birthday. I'm 82 years old. Now, I didn't plan to even hardly mention that. I didn't want to talk about my birthday, and I don't want you to, because we are taping this television program on my birthday because God gave me something to come up here and share. And I didn't know it was going to quite start this way, but don't be sending birthday greetings and all that, because it would be well behind us. But the reason I'm bringing it up is because Betty had this little envelope and said, there's a happy birthday card. And I just need to read to you. And by the way, she said, while I opened it, she said, I only looked at one card, a love letter to my husband. When we're walking side by side and you reach for my hand, do you know how special that makes me feel? When you go out of your way to help around the house and make my day easier, do you know how special that makes me feel? When you hold me close and tell me I'm beautiful and will always and forever be the only one for you, do you know how special that makes me feel? When I think about you, in all the ways you make me feel so special, I wonder if you know how lucky that makes me feel and how deeply I'm in love with you. Happy birthday. I love you forever. I told you, Betty, that what you said to me in this card, it really made more than my day. It made so much of my life, because there's nothing in my heart other than pleasing God and loving God and seeking to love others. There's nothing more special to me than trying to find ways to just help you know how special you are to me. She is indescribably beautiful in every way. She's the strongest force in my life apart from the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit carries her so much of every breath. She's the one that more than anyone has changed my life, anyone but Jesus, and it's Jesus in her. So, Betty, this is a very special day, and I don't mind telling you that it is my birthday, but I wanted you to know why that card made me feel so special, because I want so much to let her know how special she is in every way to everyone, and you know that. Because when I convinced Betty that God wanted her to sit by me, you know, everybody was amazed when the shyest boy on the planet surrendered to preach, and nobody believed I could. I didn't either, but boy, did God do a work in me. When I told her I wanted her to sit by me, she said, you know, I won't even say anything. And our whole family came and said, she'll just sit there like a potted plant. She won't say anything, Papa. She won't say anything, Dad. I mean, my whole family is basically saying this to me. Well, they were wrong, and I knew they would be. And I told her, I said, you just sit there, and I'll carry the load, but you'll know. And God will speak through you, and boy, did he ever. And honestly, many of you began watching this program and loving us because of Betty. And many of you said, boy, if God can use her, I know that's not somewhere she wants to be. But boy, what an impact. And it made so many women everywhere think, you know, God could use me in ways I never imagined, just like Betty. Well, I want to say something to all of you today. I want to talk to you just as straight on person as I can. You don't have any idea what you have done to put God's arms around a world that's overlooked and lost, a world He gave His Son to redeem. And the only force on this earth that can put God's arms around the world that Jesus died to redeem is the family of the perfect Father, the body of Christ, the church that will look like Jesus. Benny, I feel like God has shown me that in this day, it's just like if God could take Charlie Kirk and awaken so much of the world, and especially to awaken the young people that many people had kind of written off, like, you know, they're not going to get involved. They're not going to get moved. Well, look at them. Not only have millions of them gotten activated and on fire for God, I believe this awakening that has started right now will enable God's family to take His kingdom message, the gospel of the kingdom, to every nation, which He said would happen. So many people are talking about the second coming, and that's fine. And the next kingdom, yes, that's fine. But He says the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all nations. Do you get this? The gospel of the kingdom preached in all nations. That's not going to be just in word, but in demonstration. And then I'll come. And Betty, I believe right now, this time in history, is a time for the church to awaken, for us to experience the spiritual awakening, the greatest in the history of the world, and for the church to express what that kingdom looks like, and for us to demonstrate the gospel of the kingdom right here and all over the world. And here's what I believe. Okay, we're both, before the year's over, going to be 82.
Yeah.
You say you always have to tell everybody that. I know she doesn't look it at all. I understand that. But the thing about it is, I believe the seniors, the people that are, most of our audience is over 50. Much of our audience is past retirement age, 65 up into 80s and 90. And I honestly believe the people in the 70s and 80s actually have the opportunity to do more to bring the spiritual awakening to life in the world than perhaps any group for many reasons. Do you know this? Those of you that have supported Life Today have enabled us to give millions of people life now and forever, to save the lives of millions of people. We just had one of our missionary overseers that came in to visit to thank us for the 30 years or 35 years that we've supported him. And I said, I know, you were telling me you're having 7 to 10,000 people saved every week, wherever we send you into the remote areas. And I'm just wondering this, how many have accepted Christ that have actually taken a Bible follow-up? How many do you know? He said, James, I don't know. I mean, I used to tell you this many saved this week, but he had one of his staff, one of the assistants there that keeps all records. She said, I know. I can tell you how many have been saved, accepted Christ in those crusades that your viewers, your supporters, and Life Outreach supported and paid for. She said 100 million people have accepted Christ and done the Bible follow-up. 100 million, Betty. That's one area. And the thing I want you to understand is you're the ones that make that happen. When we talk to you about children that are starving, about families and people that have never had clean water, and the contaminated water is killing their children, killing their families, killing their loved ones. What did you do? You responded when we told you that we found children starving to death, and we had missionaries who had moved their family over there right in the midst to try to get God's arms around all these starving people and try to do all they could to help them. But there were so many of them. There were thousands of them coming. They were finding them everywhere. And they said, James, would you go home and would you ask your viewers if they would help us so we don't just stand here with a broken heart? We can actually meet the need. Would you do that? And Betty, you and I had no idea what they would do. We sold everything we could sell in the ministry and not damage the ministry to just get enough money to support feeding about 10,000. That's what we figured together we could just come up with. So we told the missionaries, and they were just really getting started with the outreach to where millions were dying. And we started with that. But when we told you, and we showed you little children that were starving to death. You saw mothers weeping over their baby that they just knew would be the next one of their children to join the one, two, or three that had already died. And Betty, when we ask, did our viewers amaze us with what they did?
You have been so faithful over the years. I can't express enough love and appreciation. I have to go back a few minutes. James spoke earlier about when he brought me into the television with him to sit beside him. And I was so frightened, so afraid that I wouldn't know what to say, like he said. And he said, Betty, let me tell you something. He said, you look right into that camera. He said, you don't see the camera. You see all those beautiful, loving people that want to help others. And you talk to them from the heart that God has given you. And you tell them with all freedom how much God loves them. And He does. He loves you so much. But He has given us together an opportunity to share with so many others. I can't express enough how much love and appreciation we have for you. But we need your continued help. We can't continue, James, to do what we do without your steadfast help and love for us.
Right now, Betty, we're facing a crisis that beyond any we've ever seen. Many people who've been helping in the areas of Africa, for instance, where we have so many people that we've helped for so many years, the tens of millions that we know that we have led to Christ, but we've saved their life. And then they saw the love of God through the missionaries and through your support, and they gave their lives to Christ. Many of them are leaders all over Africa right now, holding down jobs. Some of them are mayors in some of the small towns all over Africa that you saved their lives when they were starving as children. You are so faithful to reach out and put God's arms around the people that the missionaries could not have fed. I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you in behalf of millions of children that you save. But I also want to tell you something else. As we have drilled those thousands of water wells, and as we have fed the millions of children, and by the way, millions drink that water, and it saves their lives just like the food does. And people have been excited about it. And many people right now who are watching, this is an amazing thing, because we who are older, in this 60 to 80 and 90 group, this group has the resources to undergird the outreach of the kingdom to all the nations of the world. God has given us that. We have people right now who have told us we send the money every month to pay for a well. That means we're sending 10 or 12 wells a year that we're paying for, knowing that that money will go wherever it's needed. But we're just thinking that way, and we're able to do it. Many people are taking money out of their reserves, and they're sending it to undergird outreaches. The older people have access to oversee a tremendous amount of wealth that can be used to put God's arms around the world that's overlooked. Right now in Africa, many of the groups that have been able to feed and help have had to pull out because of their own lack. But I'm telling you, together we can put God's arms around the overlooked. And I believe that right now, if we can get you to go to God and say, God, what do you want me to do? Many of you have never helped us, but you could start helping and helping on a regular basis. Many of you can look at your estate. We have so many people who are taking money regularly out of their estate. Betty and I found out, you know, because of our insurance and others, as you get older, you're going to have a decent estate. But we're going to give a large amount of whatever that estate is to Life Outreach because we know that what we're doing will keep going on and on. Betty and James do not determine the future of Life Outreach. We have found the missionaries called by God, sent by God, set by God, who plant their lives as a ministry force in the midst of the greatest suffering in the world. And all they need is our prayers and our support. So, Betty, I'm believing that we're looking at the people right now who can help in prayer to bring about the greatest spiritual awakening. And I believe we have the resources to continue to give water to the world. And let's put God's arms of love around the whole world. Let's give water to the thirsty. Let's give the water of life to everybody. Let's give the bread of life to everybody by doing what God left us here to do. And right now, listen to me now. Those of you who have resources, those of you who've never helped, if you would step up right now and say, I'm going to start sending something every month. I'm going to go into my state and I'm going to make gifts. We can please, God, please help them to hear you. God wants you to know he's given you access to the resources needed right now to help bring about the greatest awakening in history. But we're going to have the help of people like you who'll say, here's what I can do. Here's what I will do. Father, please touch the hearts of the viewers like you've touched the viewers in the last years, many years, to reach out and put your arms around the overlooked. Please, Lord. Jesus said, greatest in the kingdom are those who reach out to the least of these, to the overlooked. Right now, we need a tremendous surge of support because of depleted funds from different organizations, especially on the continent of Africa and other third world countries, where we're in place to not go down any, but to reach out. But we're going to have the help of every person who will say, you've entrusted me with the watch care of what you've given me to oversee. I want to use it to make a kingdom impact. Watch closely, watch prayerfully, but please, please help bring about the greatest awakening in the history of the world and take the gospel of the kingdom to the ends of the earth, every nation. Watch prayerfully.
During the miraculous creation of life, a heartbeat is soon detected. Once outside the womb, the heart continues to faithfully pound in rhythm over and over again. Designed by God to last a lifetime, sadly, a heart deprived of proper nutrition can suddenly stop its steadfast assignment and beat no more. For little Margarita, her heart is working very hard to extend her life. While her heart is laboring, her father's heart is breaking, watching her struggle to live. But a father should not have to watch his daughter suffer from something that is so preventable.
So often when we're here, we see mothers and children. We hear the stories from mothers. We've seen so many times the broken heart of a mother. And it so often comes down to us telling a story about the mother, the heart of a mother.
Right.
And yet, you know, the heart of our father is also the heart of us as fathers.
That's correct.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that role as a father is actually the role of protecting.
While our mission team was at this Angolan clinic, they came to know of the story of Albano and his daughter Margarita. Isaac and John, as fathers, can relate to this love all too well themselves.
A father who literally is the expression of that father's heart.
Right.
This is a man like you and I.
Exactly.
A man who wants to protect his precious little child.
But what is a father to do when the enemy attacking your daughter is malnutrition?
The dad was telling us how he's traveled close to 100 kilometers to get here, 7 hours. And this is a father expressing that heart, standing up as a man.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
As a man who says, I have to protect the life of my child. And that's the reality today. This father has done everything he can do, and all he could do got his child here. I want to talk to you, the dads, the fathers watching today. And I want to ask you, will you help us to be the extension of the Father's heart?
Yes.
The expression of it, the extension of the Father's hand? You give the gift that expresses the Father's heart. You extend his hands and you give the gift of life today.
That's Isaac Pretorius. He was being recruited as a young man to be on the rugby team to represent the nation that had won many world championships. And he was watching his dad and me. And God captured him when his dad left after I'd been 36 years working with Peter Pretorius and the missions there. Peter left us a few years ago. And Esau stepped in, he left every opportunity he had. And boy, he's just done an unbelievable job, hasn't he?
He really has, James. You know, I was sitting there watching, and you could actually see the heart beating inside that precious little one. It really touched me. I thought, God is holding on to her every beat till someone can reach out and save her life. That's us, James. That's the people of God. They won't help you. We're coming. Hold on, please.
Boy, I just, please. We've saved millions. When I say we, heavy on you. You're the bigger part of the we. All the missionaries say that. They say, James, we always call you first because you can tell the viewers of Life Outreach. And James, they'll give life. Thank you. But right now, in all the third world countries, and particularly Africa, tens of millions are just a heartbeat or so away from death. But we can turn it around. The missionaries told me that right now, those clinics where you see the children, they're rushing there because they don't have food, but the clinics don't have anything either. And we're the ones that have helped supply most of the clinics. God, I've lived for your kingdom purpose, but it can only be done with your people. In Jesus' name. All I could do along with the other missionaries, see the need, know that there is a perfect cure, and it's God's love flowing through His family to fulfill the Father's dream. Would you right now go get your bank card and use it like a check? Get a check, make the greatest check you can, but call us in what you're going to be sending, because we've got to tell the missionaries. You can count on us. I've never had to tell them. Tell those villages. Tell those people. We can't help anymore. God, don't ever want to say that. I want to tell them. Because of the love of God in His family, His help is on the way through you. Please, make the greatest gift you can. Knowing you're given the greatest gift, life, now, and for eternity. Thank you. Please call that number, go online, make the gift God leads you to make, knowing we're going to send some gifts to you to bless you because we love you so much. Thank you.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves critically depleted and many areas experiencing devastating famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us every single day. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to a prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Happy, Healthy, and Free, a powerful 31-day journey to help you embrace God's promises for healing, wholeness, restoration, peace, and joy. Step into the abundant life God has prepared for you. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the beautiful and soft, perfect peace blanket bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, this is the last opportunity to request our 2025 majestic bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. With your gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children in desperate need. So please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Back to the little boy, Paulo. His mother, Rosalina, explained to us that he's 2 years old. And as I look at this little boy and I can literally see how his ribs are protruding and his little legs are so thin, little arms. We haven't done a circumference measurement on him yet, but I can tell you that it would be in the red. And imagine what it must be like to be a father or a mother where your child says food, says I'm hungry, and you can't respond. You don't have anything to give them. Not because you don't love them enough. Not because you don't desperately want to give them what they're asking for and what you know that they need. But because you don't have it. You don't have the food that your child needs to be sustained, to be alive. And that's how little boys like Paulo end up here. It's not one missed meal. It's day after day of not having sufficient nutrition. So please, don't try and forget what you've heard. Don't try and forget what you've seen. But rather open your heart and act. Because your action today is literally an answer to a child's cry for food. So if you can be that answer today, then I want you to get online or to dial that number on your screen and to please give that gift today. Give the gift that is the answer to a child's cry. Give the gift that is life, the gift that is food.
Thank you so much. If you get a busy or can't get through, be determined. Lives depend on it. I'm holding this book. It's a devotional book. It's happy, healthy, and free. It's a 31-day wellness journey. This is for any gift. We have some other beautiful gifts. But you're given the greatest gift. You're sharing His life, His love. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Feeling anxious all day every day, I thought, something must be wrong with my faith.
Finding peace by trembling in awe before God tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.